Bunny. The up-and-coming next best thing to Bix. A perfect second place. Nobody put him down. Just the same, his best licks were all his own, despite Whiteman's flat book. That hard tone spoke about temperance and restraint, not the wild, hot life of one more reckless boy. But temptations tongued him. The tall bottle at his lips sang as sweetly, if not more, than any serenade to the lost stars. Cirrhosis chewed away at his insides while he obsessed about outplaying dead legends, child prodigies, and lost his lip for lack of any better fish to fry. The world got blurred into sorry-ass tunes. I can't get started about sums it up. Louis told people Bunny's only flaw was that he didn't live. How's them apples?